We should all be servants. Leviticus 25:47-55.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
If an alien or temporary resident with you becomes rich, and your brother beside him has grown poor and sells himself to the stranger or foreigner living among you, or to a member of the stranger's family, after he is sold, he may be redeemed. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any who is a close relative to him of his family may redeem him. Or if he has grown rich, he may redeem himself. He shall reckon with him who bought him from the year that he sold himself to him to the year of Jubilee. The price of his sale shall be according to the number of years. He shall be with him according to the time of a hired servant. If there are yet many years, according to them he shall give back the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for. If there remain but a few years to the year of Jubilee, then he shall reckon with him. According to his years of service, he shall give back the price of his redemption. As a servant hired year by year shall he be with him. He shall not rule with harshness over him in your sight. If he isn't redeemed by these means, then he shall be released in the year of Jubilee, he and his children with him. For to me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I bought out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. Atheists are correct when they say that the Bible allows for slavery. What they don't usually understand is that it also says that all of us are slaves. The Bible clearly tells us that we are slaves to that which we choose to obey. We all obey something. We may obey our own desires and become slaves of our own lust, or we may obey an evil leader and do his evil bidding. We could choose to obey our loving Creator and be his slave. That's the best option. Here in this passage, brothers are told that they can redeem a brother who has been forced by poverty to sell himself to a non-Israeli. Notice that even the foreigners were to live under the Jubilee law. Every Israeli must be let go on the 50th year. Once again, prices for buying your way out of slavery were to be determined based on the year of Jubilee. A silly example of how the price of redemption could be calculated might be something like this. If you were to sell yourself for 10 years before Jubilee for $1,000, and after 5 years you come up with an extra $500, you would be able to buy yourself out of slavery for $500. Jubilee made all slave purchases limited to 50-year time spans. What is very interesting is what God says about all the Israelis at the end of this chapter. He said that all of Israel were his servants because he already redeemed them from slavery in Egypt. The same thing can be said for us in an even deeper way. We, as Christians, were all redeemed from sin and hell. That makes us servants of our Father God and Jesus our Lord. We are all servants. We can't complain because we are meant to be servants of our Creator. That's what happens when you are a created person. Whoever creates you owns you. Slavery is not a big deal. Who we are slaves to is a very big deal. If our master is cruel, our lives will be miserable. But our master is a freedom-loving person. He loved us so much that he died for us and has chosen to make us his own children.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.